Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Advaita Acharya branch received the water supplied by the original gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way the sub-branches were nourished and their fruits and flowers grew luxuriantly. Purport. The branches of Advaita Acharya nourished by the water, jala, supplied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are to be considered bona fide Acharyas. As we have discussed herein before, the representatives of Advaita Acharya later divided into two groups. The bona fide branch of Acharya's disciplic succession and the pretentious branch of Advaita Acharya. Those who followed the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu flourished, whereas the others who are mentioned below in the 67th verse dried up. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Vaditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Goratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivash Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna. So today we have the great benediction of again discussing the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, which describes the aspects of Advaita Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit. This chapter is basically talking about Advaita Acharya and his followers and Gadadhar Pandit and his followers. And herein it is a beautiful comparison which has been made by the great Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, wherein he is comparing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a gardener, Mali. It is very interesting that in this scripture we find the author comparing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to various other occupations. At some place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also compared as a doctor. Aniche Oshadi Maya Nashi Baro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. He's saying, I have this medicine, Aniche Oshadi Maya. What is the medicine? The medicine of the holy name. So he said the world is suffering from this bhava rog, the disease of material existence, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this medicine. Another place he is also compared to be like a wholesale dealer. He and Nityananda Prabhu have opened a marketplace, a Namer Hata Kuleche, বড় সুখের খবর গায়, বড় সুখের খবর গায়, সুরভি কুঞ্জেতে নামের হাতে কুলেছে। Beautiful bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says that in this beautiful place of Surabhi Kunj, many of us must have visited at Godrum Dweep, that's very close to the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There's this place, Surabhi Kunj, and he says that Nityananda Prabhu has opened a marketplace of the holy name. Shadra Matra Loi Dena Paramananda. I said the only price that he's asking of this commodity that he's selling, the commodity of the holy name, the only price that he's asking for, Shraddha Matra Loi Dena Paramananda. He's just simply asking for one's Shraddha, faith. So herein, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as a gardener. He's a person who is cultivating this big tree of devotional service. And we should be so very proud and so very happy that we are very much part of this Chaitanya tree, as Prabhupada explains in the various purpose of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, we are an integral part of this Chaitanya tree because we are connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada. So what we're describing is that very tree that we all belong to, and that very tree that which is being nourished profusely originally by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And further on, the nourishment goes on, and as explained here, that branch, which continued to accept the nourishment from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the Advaita Acharya branch, continued to flourish. And part of flourishing of a tree is that there were beautiful flowers and fruits. The fruits of devotional service grow in that. But at the same time, we see, all around in the various trees that we see, that there are many trees where branches, they either get disconnected to the tree, or they are broken from the tree, or they are snatched away from the tree, or by eaten away from the tree, or the weeds, they crumple. And what happens to these branches? As explained by Prabhupada in this purport, that in due course, these branches get dried up. And that's what happened. There were two branches of the Advaita Acharya tree. And one branch grew luxuriantly, as explained. And there was fruits and flowers in that branch. And other branch got dried up. So it's a beautiful lesson for all of us to learn. Which part of the tree do we want to belong to? Or rather, which part of the tree do we really belong to? Because physically, we may find ourselves connected to the parampara and get, and apparently be getting the nourishment. Just like a child in the womb has practically no shelter but the umbilical cord that connects the child to the mother. The child is completely helpless, but the umbilical cord gives all the nourishment to the child. And similarly, the umbilical cord for all of us infant devotees is our connection to Srila Prabhupada, our connection to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And moment we sever that connection, or from external agencies, if this connection is severed, then the result is very, very unfortunate. And this can be understood very wonderfully by a beautiful story which again appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are talking about the Chaitanya tree, of which the trunk is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? The trunk is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who is the root? The root of the tree is none other than the great Madhavendra Puri, the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Madhavendra Puri had many, many disciples, many glorious disciples like Advaita Acharya himself, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. All these powerful personalities were his disciples, and many more. Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri. All these personalities we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they were all his disciples. And as explained, that Madhavendra Puri, we have beautiful stories about him. The whole chapter of this whole scripture is one chapter is dedicated to Madhavendra Puri, which describes the beautiful story of Madhavendra Puri finding the Gopal deity in Vrindavan. The whole chapter. But as Madhavendra Puri did wonderful, astounding devotional service, you know, traveling across India and giving mercy to all the people that he met. In the last days of his life, he became extremely invalid. A pure devotee of the Lord, even though he's completely detached from this body, he does have this material body. And the material body grows old, becomes invalid, and needs assistance. And it would be very, very narakiya buddhi, it would be very, very hellish mentality to think that I am assisting a pure devotee in his duties. It is narakiya buddhi. It is the mercy of the pure devotee that he takes service from us, and that was the situation of Madhavendra Puri. He became so invalid that he needed assistance to do his normal physical duties. And at that time, one of his disciples, Ishwara Puri, was very, very humbly serving. And Madhavendra Puri, as we understand, was always in the mood of separation from the Lord. That is the purpose, that is the hallmark of Mahaprabhu's devotees. The hallmark is the mood of separation. Prabhupada says very clearly, nowhere do we find the Goswami saying, oh, I saw Radha and Krishna the other day. I saw them dancing below the trees. Never do we ever hear this sort of discussion. They're always saying, hey Radhe Braja Devi ke chalalite nanda suno kutha, Shri Govardhana Kalpapada Bhaktale Kalindivane kutha. Say kutha means where are you? Hey Radhe Braja Devi ke. They're always chanting, where are you? Are you in Govardhan? Are you in Radhakund? Are you at Shyamkund? They're always searching. Never was the time where they said that we saw them. It is not cheap. Prabhupada said it is not cheap. And that is the hallmark of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. To not make Krishna or Krishna's devotees or Krishna's pastimes cheap. So Madhavendra Puri was the epitome of this mood of separation. He was always saying, oh Lord of Mathura, where are you? My life is burning without your association. When will I ever find you? And he was crying in great separation, intensely. Ishwara Puri, understanding his mood, he said, oh dear Gurudev, you will definitely find the Lord. Don't worry. He was very much understanding the mood of his spiritual master, that this is simply his mood of separation. But there was one other disciple of Madhavendra Puri who came to meet Madhavendra Puri in his last days. And he was Ramchandra Puri. Very, very amazing personality. Unique. Strange, to say the least. He came and he heard Madhavendra Puri saying, oh Krishna, oh Lord of Mathura, where are you? I am not able to see you. And this person had the audacity to say, oh Gurudev, you don't see the Lord? Then you should worship, you should meditate upon Brahman. You should meditate upon Brahman, and slowly, slowly you will have a higher understanding after meditating upon Brahman, and then you will see the Lord. And Madhavendra Puri in his last days was so disturbed. He said, I'm suffering the burning miseries of not finding the Lord, and this, Prabhupada uses the word, rascal has come here to trouble me with this idea of seeing the Lord as in the form of Brahman. Get out from here. I don't want to even see your face. He displeased his spiritual master. We sing every day the Gurvashtak prayers. When we sing Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Aprasada Nagaditu Topi. It is Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Aprasada. It is not, we usually sing Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Prasada. There is Aprasada, is it? If you want to please the Lord, then if you please the Guru, the Lord is automatically pleased. And Aprasada, if you don't please the Guru, there is no way you can please the Krishna. No way. You can do anything you want. So Madhavendra Puri was also part of that branch of Madhavendrapuri. I'm sorry, Ishwarpuri was a branch of Madhavendrapuri, and even Ramchandrapuri was very much nourished by the same branch. But let us see what happens when Madhavendrapuri was in ecstasy and Ishwarpuri was very much understanding his mood and very much supporting, and not, he was not thinking that, oh, my guru is not able to do the basic duties without me. After all, I am assisting him. He was not in that mistaken consciousness. He was in the consciousness that my guru is allowing me to serve him. And contrary to that was our friend Ramachandrapuri. And he is saying, oh Gurudev, you meditated upon Brahman. And Madhavendrapuri was disgusted. So by his arrogance, Ramchandrapuri slowly but surely was getting disconnected from the nourishment of Madhavendrapuri. And let us see what it leads to. And while he was getting disconnected, at the same time, because of the wonderful service, humble service, submissive service of Ishwarpuri, let us see the result. Because we are all talking about the nourishment that a twig or a branch receives from the trunk, or rather how we can get ourselves detached. That's the theme of this verse. As the time went by, Ishwarpuri was given blessings by Madhavendrapuri on the last days. Then may you all, where you get Krishna Prem. That was a blessing. Isn't it wonderful to get such a blessing from the spiritual master? That he's so pleased with you that he with his naturally raises his hands with profuse love in his heart. He says, oh my dear disciple, may you get Krishna Prem. Krishner Matir Astu, Krishner Matir Rahu. And may you always have faith in Krishna. And that was the natural blessings. Sometimes, you know, we all are wanting blessings. And sometimes say, Prabhu, please give blessings. The blessings don't come when you nudge somebody. Prabhu, blessings, blessings, blessings. So, Guru, please give blessings. No, it doesn't come like that. Blessings are not something that you can induce. You can't induce blessings. Blessings are aroused by your humble service. You can never earn blessings. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. You can never earn blessings. You can simply serve and hope the blessings will come upon you. So Madhavendrapuri was profusely giving blessings to Ishwarpuri. Then may you get Krishna Prem. And may you enjoy always Krishna Bhakti. And what was the mood of Madhavendrapuri for Ramachandrapuri? Said, get this rascal out of my sight. And I want to get him out of my mind. Madhavendrapuri in due course left his body, went back to the spiritual world. He was the Kalpavriksha tree from the spiritual world. The desire tree from the spiritual world. He went back to the service of Radha and Krishna. Ramchandrapuri continued to be a fault finder. He was getting his nourishment not from the Chaitanya tree, but from his anarthas. Because he got himself disconnected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Disconnected to Madhavendrapuri. And in due course, he became a most expert fault finder. After many years, he was in Jagannath Puri. And he called Jagadananda Pandit, who was a great sannyasi. I said, please come. He was very humble. I said, oh Jagadananda Pandit, I want to serve you. Please come to my house and I can feed you prasad. Naturally, when devotees are called for prasad, with great humility and great, we want to go there. And Jagadananda Pandit went. And the natural mood when you are feeding a devotee is that, please eat more. Please eat more. And he was serving more. So, no, I don't want. No, please eat more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood was that he would always feed devotees 5 times more than what they would actually eat. That was Mahaprabhu's movement. Of course, we should be a little careful about just not serving devotees. Sometimes it becomes unbearable. The love, it becomes unbearable. So Jagadananda Pandit was saying, no, Ramchandrapuri, enough. No, eat. Eat more. It's such a fortune that I'm getting to serve you. Eat more. So no, enough. And after he washed his hands, and Ramchandrapuri said, ah, now I know.
I had only heard till now that devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat too much, but now I saw for my own eyes how much this person has ate. He ate as if the five people have eaten. And Jagannath Pandit said, what happened? I mean, you forced me. But now I know this is the mentality of Chaitanya's devotees. They eat too much. Jivira Lala says, Uti Uti Dhai Shishtodar Padayana, Krishna Nahi Pai. That if you don't control your senses, how will you ever get Krishna, he said. And you people, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have no sense control. You like to hog your way out back to Godhead. That's how, and Jagannath Pandit was saying, my God, he forced me, I was not eating. That was the mentality. And please understand, this fault-finding mentality does not just end with devotees. Many times we think, well, I have some problems with my devotees, but I have no problem with my guru. As long as my relationship with my guru is good, no problem. My guru will take me back to Godhead. But my dear friends, it doesn't work like that. Your nature is your nature. It does not change with different people. That mentality continues. If you say lies to your family, you'll in due course say lies to your godbrothers and godsisters. And due course, be sure, if you don't control that mentality, you will say lies to your spiritual master. And it's not that it may happen, it will happen. So this tendency, the negativity is not restricted. Many times we devotees, we find solace in just saying that, no, for my guru I have complete love. Devotees, I might find some mistakes, but after all, you know, I need to be intelligent. I cannot just be blind. They have mistakes, I find them. So, Ramachandra Puri continued his fault-finding mentality. And then he finally came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an extremely, extremely renounced sannyasi. He lived as a very, very detached sannyasi in Jagannath Puri. And he would eat just a particular fixed amount of food every day. Govind would serve a fixed quantity of food, prasad. And he would not eat anything more. And Ramchandra Puri, who was his guru's godbrother, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a natural etiquette of a Vaishnav, very much humbly respected Ramchandra Puri, as good as his guru. But that's the mentality. We respect the godbrothers of our spiritual master as good as our spiritual master. So he came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by his example how much he respected Ramchandra Puri. He said, please come. I am seeing my spiritual master in you. That's what he said. Ramchandra Puri came. He came to the house, a Gambira. And we have something what is called FM. FM means what? We usually talk in terms of radio, right? FM signals. But FM also means the fly mentality. And we have the B mentality. B-E-E, B mentality. What is the fly mentality? The fly mentality is that there's a whole garden of beautiful roses. And each of them are so fragrant and so nectarine. But there's a small piece of dirt in a corner of their garden. The fly will ignore the whole flower garden and just go straight to that dirt and try to take the so-called nectar from that dirt. You have seen that, right? The fly will ignore everything, just go to that dirt. But the bee, even if there's a whole all dirt, garbage, and there's one flower that's coming out of it, somehow or the other, the bee will ignore all the dirt and just go to the flower and just take the nectar from the flower. So Ramchandra Puri had his fly mentality on, and his all antennas were on. The fly mentality antennas were on. And he said, ants. Now, in India, we don't see much in your country. In India, ants are everywhere. Because we were just trying to understand, how come there are ants so much in India? Because it is explained that a devotee wants to be an ant in the house of a devotee, so he can eat the remnants of their Mahaprasad. So many devotees are praying to be ants. So there are a lot of ants in devotee's house. Haridas Thakur said that, you know, how can I expect to be a devotee in my next lifetime? I can't. This being a devotee is a very, very lofty idea. But as long as I get to become an ant in the house of a devotee, so, you know, some devotee is eating something and he's talking on the phone and there's some crumb falls from while eating. And if I'll go and slowly take that crumb, my life is blessed. That's what Haridas Thakur is praying. So that's why there are ants everywhere in India. Not so much ants in US. Not many people are praying to be ants in London, maybe. But there are so many ants. And Ramachandra Puri said, ants, and there's a whole line of ants. There was no line. There was one ant here and one ant here and few ants just moving. There's a whole line of ants. That means there has been some sweets which have come to your house yesterday night. In the night time, you are a sannyasi. You're not supposed to eat luxuriant food. Bhalna khaibe, bhalna peribe. Is explained by sannyasi. You should not eat luxuriant food and not wear luxuriant clothes. But now I see in the night time where everybody's sleeping, very, very delicious sweets have come to your house. And that's why these ants are going to the sweet. You are eating very luxuriantly. This is what I know is the mentality, not only of your followers, but it comes from you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started finding faults in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotees around going their way, closing their ears. Vishnu, Vishnu, what is this mentality of a person? Narkiya buddhi. Hellish mentality. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whatever you say, because you are my spiritual master's representative. I said, no representative. You are eating sweets. I said, okay, I'll reduce my quantity of food from henceforth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though there was no fault, this is the way devotee functions. Many times we feel, no, I will want to fight for my right. If I am not wrong, I am not wrong. I will establish that I am not wrong and that person is wrong and I am right. Vaishnavism, my dear friends, is not about establishing right and wrong, at least in the devotee community. We are not here to establish that I am right and you are wrong. Because if you do establish that you are right and the other person is wrong, then you get a satisfaction for yourself that you establish yourself to be right and the other person is wrong. It is like winning the war but losing the battle. I mean, losing the battle but winning the battle but losing the war. But Vaishnavism is much beyond just being right and wrong. It's all about cooperation. We are not here to find, to establish what is right and what is wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't say, Ramchandra Prabhu, what are you talking? Rubbish. There's no sweet here. Mahaprabhu didn't try to establish. He had natural respect. And he said, yeah, if you're saying I must control my senses, maybe I think it is coming from Krishna. Krishna is speaking through you. When there was so much of, what was this? Shivas Thakur in front of his house, you know, Gopala Chappala put all sorts of tantric puja paraphernalia. And in the morning he opened, he said, all this tantric puja paraphernalia is there. Then Shivas Thakur just called everybody. He said, see, this is what I do every day. So all of you should not respect me. This is what I do every day. But nobody believed him. He didn't try to justify that how fallen Gopal Chappal is. See, he's trying to blaspheme me. Devotee is not trying to establish himself to be always right. Sometimes in managerial situations, you may have to do that. But the mood is not that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, if you want, I'll reduce. And he reduced his quantity of food by half. Mahaprabhu was anyway eating very less quantity and he reduced it by half and devotees were very pained. But he said, no, this is what is the instruction of Ramachandra Puri and I'll follow. So this is what happened to Ramachandra Puri when he got disconnected. When he started getting dried up in Krishna consciousness, all that remained in his heart was fault-finding mentality. How unfortunate it is. And what happened to Ishwarpuri? Ishwarpuri went on to become the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he was so humbly disposed in serving his spiritual master. He was so profusely nourished by the mercy of his spiritual master. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, wanted to take initiation, He took initiation from Ishwarapuri. And there's a beautiful story just before initiation. Ishwarapuri came to Navadvip. And he stayed there for a few months. And became very close to Advaita Acharya and Gopinath Acharya. And he was once at the house of Gopinath Acharya and he had written a book, the Krishna Lilamrita. And he was reading out from that book. And Gopinath Acharya was saying, this is nectar. And Nimai Pandit, who was in the mood of a scholar, that he had not yet assumed the role of a devotee, he came. And he came to the house of Gopinath Acharya. And devotees were so attracted to Nimai Pandit. That this person, he's so attractive, he's so beautiful. But either we can't just stay away from him because he's so attractive. But we can't just stay with him because the moment we stay with him, he starts talking all grammatical word jugglery. And devotees don't like word jugglery, right? We just like Krishna Katha. What is this technical word jugglery? Devotees don't like this usually. I said, when will this person become a devotee? Nimai Pandit said that by your blessings, he was telling all devotees, one day I'll become such a devotee that none of you will be able to give up my association ever. But devotees said, but right now that's not the case. So then he met with Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri said, oh, who are you? Ishwarapuri was stunned to see his beauty. I said, who is this person? He's so attractive. I said, I'm Nimai Pandit. I'm a grammar teacher. Oh, you are Nimai Pandit. Very famous. Because Nimai Pandit was very famous. What it would take months to teach somebody, Nimai Pandit would teach in one day. Super crash course. He was so expert teacher because you can't be a good teacher till you understood and digested the subject matter yourself. So you're such a brilliant teacher of Vyakaran, grammar, that he would teach students what it would take months to learn in one day. And people were flocking from all over the world to learn under Nimai Pandit, Vyakaran. And so you are so good at Vyakaran, so I want to give this book to you. Krishna Lilamrit. Please find if it is grammatically correct. Please edit it. And Nimai Pandit said, well, how can I find any fault in the devotee's writing? But still, if you tell me, I'll find. And he was reading the book. And then he came after 2 days to Ishwarapuri. I said, actually, I did find a fault. I said, this word, Atmapadiya, is not rightly situated. It's not the right word. You should use some other word after this. There is a fault. There's a grammatical error. This word, Atmapadiya, does not really fit in this particular situation. Ishwarapuri said, okay, I'll think over it. Thank you very much. And Ishwarapuri took this book and he was thinking over it the whole night. And he put all the rules of grammar and everything. And he came next morning, he was convinced that no, this word is absolutely right. It's not wrong. And he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. He said, you said this word Atmapadeya is wrong, but I feel it is right. And he explained various reasons why it is right. Which of course Krishna Kavira Goswami doesn't mention in the CC, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. But he explained. And Nimai Pandit said, I was defeated by Ishwarapuri. He said, I agree, you are right. Can you imagine? Ishwarapuri was, of course, the Lord desired to be defeated, but he was happy to be defeated. That you are right, Ishwarapuri. I am wrong. That this word is indeed right. And that was the seed. That was the time where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that this is going to be my spiritual master. I'm going to take initiation from this personality. So that is what is the benefit of being connected to the spiritual master. And is explained that just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy getting defeated from his guru, Ishwarapuri. Similarly, Dabhashila Prabhupada also, this beautiful story comes to my mind there, where he was very happy. Prabhupada was very, very scholarly, very, very, very intelligent. But when he first met his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarojini Thakur, he found a fault. Apparently he said, but you know, what is the use of preaching this Krishna consciousness till India has got freedom? First, let India get freedom. So he was actually, you know, trying to debate with his guru. And Bhakti Siddhanta says that Krishna consciousness can never wait. And he gave reasons why. That this independence and everything is very temporary, and he explained, as we all know, this beautiful conversation. And Prabhupada said many, many times in his discussion to his disciples that I was defeated by my guru and I felt very happy to be defeated by my guru. That is the mood. So when we hear this, this wonderful pastime, we understand the great benediction to be connected to the Chaitanya tree, to be profusely under the shelter of Advaita Acharya. And what if we are not connected to the Advaita Acharya? We become dry speculators. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that he is a gardener. And as a garden, we have the field, we have the seed, we water the seed. That's all we can do. But do we have the control over the flowers growing? The flowers will only grow at the mercy of the Lord. Can we really get the flower to grow? Come on, grow, grow, grow. I'm watering. No. You can just have the seed. We can keep the land fertile. But flowers or fruits is not in our control. Similarly, the fruit of bhakti is not in our hand. As a gardener, we all have to nourish our bhakti lata bij. Brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeeva guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. We all have got that bhakti lata bij in our heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by being an exemplary gardener, is teaching by his example how to really grow the bhakti lata bij in our own hearts. But we can only create a very, very favorable situation. We can create a favorable ground. We can water the seed. But can we get the seed to fructify? Not possible. It is only by the mercy of the Lord that this happens. Similarly, all we can do is create a favorable environment in our hearts so that Bhakti Lata Beach grows. But we have no control. The ultimate, we are all dependent upon Krishna's mercy. So the gardener is telling us what you should do to be nourished by the water of Krishna's mercy, and what we should not do. And we all know things that we should do in Krishna consciousness, and then things that we should avoid. But the word is used in the purport, Prabhupada uses the word of pretense. That those who had pretense in their heart, is explained, that branch dried up in due course. So if you are pretending to be a devotee, and we know this beautiful story of Pralamba. We'll just end with this story. Pralamba Sura, he came as a coward boy. He was so intelligent that this particular coward boy was absent that day. He took that form of that coward boy. And everybody thought it was that boy. But Krishna knew. As soon as he saw it, he said, this is the Pralamba Sura demon. So Pralamba was trying to act, you know, as if I'm a normal person, but his intentions were absolutely wrong. But how long can a pretentious devotee last in front of Krishna? He can't last for long. He'll be exposed in due course. Right? So pretense is very, very dangerous. Let us not be pretending to be a devotee. Similarly, Pondraka also pretended to be Krishna. Very interesting story. Pondrak, you know, he sent a message. It is one of, you know, this Bhagavatam is filled with horror stories, love stories. There's also a lot of humor. And this is one of the humor part of Bhagavatam. And he sent a messenger to tell Krishna to give up his two arms, give up his Sudarshan Chakra, because I am actually Krishna. To give up his Kamadiki bow, to give up his Kaustubha money, because he is simply imitating me. I am the real Krishna. And the messenger read this message. And what do you think was the reaction of all the people when the message came? Prabhupada says, and is explained by Sukhdeva Goswami, everybody had a hearty laugh. It was a joke. And Krishna said, messenger, you go, I am going to get rid of you, Pondraka. That's the message he sent. The Pondraka came all prepared. And you know, of course, Pondraka was not like an actor, you know, who was sticking his two arms, somehow they're trying to, when we act, right? Many of, when we have dramas, you know, we try to, you know, that two arms, somehow that person is not moving. Is it? because the other two arms are there, and somehow that Kaustubh Mani is stuck, and there's a golden hair. I mean, all these things we do. But it's explained that this Pondrak had blessings of Lord Shiva to act as Krishna. Can you imagine such blessings also people get? What sort of blessing is this? That I bless, I mean, he asked for it, Shiva gave it, said you can be a wonderful actor of Krishna, as act as Krishna. So he had this, and he was not some stupid person, he was actually very, very powerful king. But when he came with all his, you know, four arms, it was sort of stuck, two arms were stuck, and with Sudan Chakra, all artificial stuff, you know, well, some jewels stuck here and everything. And he come in front of Krishna. Krishna came to fight with him, he came in front of Krishna, and again Krishna saw, I said, oh my God. Krishna was laughing. The first thing that Krishna, when he saw, he said, he had a hearty laugh. I said, oh, do I look so dumb? I said, but I don't look like this, right? But he had a hearty laugh. My dear friends, we are laughing right now, and we have all the right to laugh. But that's what Krishna does when he sees a devotee pretending. He has a hearty laugh that, what a stupid person he is. He's pretending to be something which he is not. Let us not make Krishna laugh that way. In out of disgust. Sometimes you laugh out of disgust, right? Oh my God, stop it. And sometimes you laugh out of great happiness. So we should make Krishna laugh out of great happiness, not out of disgust. That's how Krishna hates pretentious behavior. So I think from all these beautiful stories and all these wonderful purports that Prabhupada has written, we should all understand the great need to be constantly nourished, to constantly be in sync with the mercy. Like we have this syncing nowadays. We sync all our gadgets. So if we are all in tune with all gadgets, right? That's the latest. iPad, iPhone, all sorts of I. We are all in sync. Similarly, we should be all in sync with Krishna's desire. Let us constantly update yourself. Sync. Press the sync button. Am I in sync? Because if that nourishment which is coming, it gets pressed, then you think it is coming, but it's not coming. You are getting slowly, slowly dried up. And how will you press it? It gets pressed under the weight of your false ego. When the weight of false ego presses the nourishment tube of Krishna's mercy, it gets pressed, and you think you are connected to the tube, but there is nothing coming. And when nothing comes in due course, you feel malnourished, and then you die, become dried up. So let us all get, always be connected to the wonderful service of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman. Let us all be always connected to the wonderful mercy of Srila Prabhupada by serving this very, very special temple and wonderful mission of Srila Prabhupada's 50th anniversary. It's so wonderful that for 50 full years, Srila Prabhupada's movement has been nourishing not just few hundreds, but lakhs and lakhs of people with Krishna consciousness. And in our own ways also, let us be very, very careful gardeners to garden our own Bhakti Lata Beej. And protect it from the weeds, protect it from the animals that could eat up this very, very delicate Bhakti Lata. And let us constantly water it by Shravanam and Kirtanam. This temple is giving so much facility for so much of Shravanam, Kirtanam. So much, I was just thinking, I was discussing that this city of London, there's so much of profuse facility of hearing. So many sanghas going on parallelly. So many of meetings, so many of services. What an amazing place. So blessed. So let us be part of this blessing. Let us remain connected to this wonderful Sangam of devotees. And I feel blessed to be here. Myself, my family feels very blessed to be here. And thank you very much for giving us the chance to speak today. Hare Krishna.